You may be seated. If the children will join me this way for a children's message. Good morning, everybody. I want to talk to you guys today about something. Do you guys know what Lent is? Okay, so you've got an idea that has to do with the cross. What about, you guys ever have lint in your belly button? No? Maybe you do and you're just not checking. That's what I'm wondering now. What about, has anybody ever seen your mom or your dad do the laundry at home? Okay, so you take the things out of the washing machine and they have to go in the dryer, but before you start the dryer, you have to do something. Does anybody know what it is? You have to clean the lint off. Yeah, there's a lint trap, right? And so there's all this, what is that stuff? What is it? It's sort of like dust that maybe comes from our clothes or... It looks kind of furry and strings, and sometimes there's hair in there. Yeah, okay. So when we're doing laundry and we talk about lint, or if we talk about belly buttons and we talk about lint, that's what we mean, right? That furry kind of stuff that's in the dryer or the stuff you might, the crud you might get out of your belly button. I don't know, maybe check later. Okay, that's what we talk about when we're talking about doing laundry and things like that. But when we talk about Lent in the church, we're talking about something different. In fact, it's spelled differently. Lent for us is a whole season of our church year, and you're absolutely right, Gracie, it has to do with the cross. Lent is about practicing. We light some candles in Lent, we do, yep. Do you guys ever practice anything? What kinds of things do you guys practice? Soccer, okay. Soccer, basketball, baseball, okay. Brody, what do you practice? Math problems, that's a great thing to practice. Coloring, okay. And why do you practice something? So you get good at it. So you do better. You realize, I would like to do better at this than I can do right now, so I'm going to spend some time and try to practice those things so I can be better, right? That's what practice is about. Lent is a time when we are practicing to be better followers of Jesus. So we do lots of things that we can do all year round, but Lent is the time we think, you know what? I need to go to some practice right now while we lead up to the time of Easter. And so we do things like we spend intentional time in prayer. We sometimes give up things that might distract us from God. And we do things to try to help people. Those are all things we do during Lent to practice being better followers of Jesus. I've got a way that I want you guys to take home if you'd like to. And we'll have these... They probably won't make it back to the back because I'm going to be up here this whole time. But we'll have these right up here, these Lenten devotionals for you guys. And what you can take home is this sheet that tells about Jesus' journey to Jerusalem, where he's journeying to the cross. And this is a little devotional that you can read with your families right after dinner every night. And there are stickers in it. Ooh, does anyone like stickers? I know Marcus likes stickers. So this is going to be hard. You only do one of these a day, okay? Maybe Mommy and Daddy will hold on to these for some of us. We'll do one of these stickers a day, and you'll put it on the spot on here, and that's going to help us count the days that we're practicing to be followers of Jesus. Now, it's always good to be practicing to follow Jesus, but Lent is the time we especially focus on that, okay? So I want you guys to take one of these. They don't start until Wednesday, okay? So we're not going to put any stickers on today or tomorrow or Tuesday. Wednesday is the day it starts, okay? Does that sound good to you guys? And this will be a way that you guys can practice Lent with us. The other thing that we're going to have is Wednesday night services, and so you're invited to those. We'll eat a meal, and we'll come, and we'll sing, and we'll pray, and some of you guys have been a part of those before. I hope you might be again. Will you guys pray with me? Let's pray. Repeat after me, guys. Lord God, help us practice following you. Amen. Thank you, guys. Okay, so if you're going to Children's Church, you can line up at that door, or you're always welcome to stay in here with us.